Please welcome Hank Wethington.
We'll do the little dance there. So I was back in high school. This is a long time ago. And I worked at a gas station. This is back in the time where gas stations didn't have computers and other things. You walked up to the person coming in to get their gas. You said, hey, can I do your windows? Can I check your oil? Someone brought you a credit card. It was the old shut, shut. There was none of that electronic stuff. You weren't behind a window. You were out amongst the people. And it was also the time where the gas stations had mechanics bays. Very few of those exist anymore. But we had this mechanic bay, and we would bring in various cars to work on. And I closed Saturday night by myself at age 16. I thought it was the coolest thing. I thought, wow, what the trust that the owner had in me. But I also opened up Sunday morning by myself. And the 5-mile-ish ride to work Saturday night and back home and then Sunday morning and back, that got to be a little boring and a little bit much, especially during the winter when we have these cars just sitting in the back ready to drive. Now, I didn't have my driver's license, but really, is it that hard to drive? So I decided one night, kind of looking around, I'm here by myself. I'm going to take one of the cars home. I'm just going to park it behind the other side of the block, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm just going to take the car, bring it back the next morning. I'm warm. No one's the wiser. Everybody's fine. Well, I got away with it. It was great. Had no problems. So the next week, there was a different car, and I took it too. And the next week was another car. And it's like, oh, this is great. I don't have to worry about riding my bike home. And then Providence rained down. One of the friends of the owner brought in her 1970-something Camaro, wanted to sell it. So our job was to make sure it was out in front of the gas station at night or during the day and then bring it back behind the gas station at the end of the day and put it back out. It's like, this is great. There's not even mileage written down on the slips that I have to change or anything. Yeah, no, I did that. So there I was. It's like, this is great. And I started taking this Camaro home. By then, though, like the fourth or fifth time, you get to a point of being pretty comfortable. Like, you're kind of high. You're like, yes, I am driving this car. I'm going to go to my friend's house. I'm going to start picking up friends. We're going to start exploring the San Fernando Valley. So there I was, sleeping at a friend's house. Third or fourth time I'd had this car. It was almost like mine. I could feel it. It was my car, really. No one else was driving it. It was mine. We're over at a friend's house, and there was this girl that I was really interested in. She lived in North Hollywood. Unfortunately, she was dating my friend whose house I was sleeping over at. So I'm like, hey, let's go see Tracy. We get in the car. He's like, hey, let's pick up our friends. So I call my friend Brian from his house before we left. No cell phones back then. Hey, man, are you able to go? Yeah, man, I've got it for my friend Joey. Okay, cool. So we go pick them up. We drive out to North Hollywood. Knock on the window. Not good to knock on a window at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Not a good thing. But anyway, it was great. She came out. We talked for a while. Everybody was none the wiser. We get back in the car. We start driving home. We're on the wrong freeway. I don't recognize the freeway because I don't drive a lot. I don't have a driver's license. My friends are starting to freak out. We pull off. They're like, hey, you got to get off. So we pull off. We pull into a gas station. Get some orange juice, some donuts. I mean, it was high school. We pull out after trying to figure out where we are, and we're on the road. We come to a stoplight, pull up to the stoplight. I'm obeying all the rules. I'm a good driver. I'm doing okay. The cop pulls up next to us, and my friends start freaking out. They're chattering. They're like, dude, you've got to move. You've got to turn. You've got to do something. I'm like, I don't know where we are. I know if I stay on here, we'll get on the freeway. No, you got to turn. You got to turn. You got to turn. Okay, fine. I'll turn. So I start to make this turn. So I'm going along, I'm being all calm and cool. And I clip the curb with the back wheel. Just a little boop. Cop, of course, starts going through the green light and whoop, turns around. Okay, I got this. I got this. We're just driving along. I got this. Okay, guys, I'm not pulling over unless there's lights and sirens. No, Hank, you got to pull over. No, lights and sirens. Driving along. Sure enough. Woo! God damn it. Lights and sirens. Pull over. Roll down the window. Cop starts coming up to the car.
Can I see your license and registration, please?
What seems to be the problem tonight, officer? At least that's how I feel, I think I sound at the moment. I don't know if I do or not, but I feel calm and cool. Like, yeah, sure. Remember, I don't own this car. I don't have a driver's license. So I'm reaching around in the glove compartment. Oh, yeah, here you go. Do you have your license? I don't have my license, but I know my number. It's A1. Anyway. You know that's a permit, Mr. Wethington? Oh, I thought I had my license. Anyway, they finally load us all into the car. There's four of us in the back seat of this LAPD car. And we're all freaking out in the back. I'm trying to stay calm. They're like, oh my gosh. It's 3 o'clock in the morning at this point. We get to the police station. They call our parents. It's a mess. They come pick us up. All of this just leads to this point of where now my guardian comes, picks me up finally at about 8 a.m, and she is just like as calm as can be in front of the police. And I know this is not good. She should be freaking out. She should not be calm. We get in the car, and the freaking out begins. She decides that the school that I'm going to is a little too rich for me, and that's why I stole the car. Look, it wasn't stealing. It was borrowing. I took it back every Sunday morning. It wasn't stealing. I say borrow. She says stealing. At the end of it, the lady who owns the car decides not to press charges. Her kid had just been busted for joyriding not 2 weeks before. So she's like, I'm not going to press charges. But you have to pay for the damage to the car. What damage? There was no damage. She's like, well, it needs new brakes. It needs new shocks. Exactly. I decided, well, hey, can I buy the car? The answer was no. I was not allowed to buy the car. I had to pay restitution. The police department, this is a little privilege here. The police department decided that I would be on probation for 6 months. And at 16, I thought I was in a lot of trouble. And I come to find out that it was basically just the cop asking me to call in every couple of weeks. There was never anything drawn up. But again, my guardian decided that I was at a school that was too rich for me. And so sent me to a school more my socioeconomic level. I didn't want to be there. The girl that of my dreams was at the school I was at. The teachers that I loved, my friends, everybody was there. And so I end up at a new school with shades on, not wanting to talk to anybody, walking in, and I go to my first drafting class, and there's this girl at the front of the class wearing a jean miniskirt as she sits down on the stool, gathers it, and it's like, I think I'm at the right school. After all of that, meeting this girl after weeks of not even talking with her, and coming up next month, we celebrate, 24 years of marriage and 31 years together. So thankful for this moment of being pulled over because I couldn't navigate the curb around a turn. So thank you.